Hey, welcome back to the Actors Career Compass. This is Martin Benson, and today we're going to be talking about how to be type-specific in a market that doesn't have that many acting opportunities. So, yeah, it's like, you know, you want to get specific. You don't want to try to play every possible role and show casting directors that you're a generic actor who doesn't specialize in anything. But what if you live in a place where there's just not that many opportunities, and whatever, you know, acting jobs that you're finding online, nothing seems to fit with what you feel like you'd play best? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about in depth today. So let's dive right in. How do you do this? Casting directors, they're never casting for a generic character usually, unless it's for, let's say, a background actor, right? Like if you're just walking around in the background, they might go for something super generic. But otherwise, they're almost always looking for something specific because that's the way the character's written into the script. And so the more clear that you are on what kinds of characters you play best and what kinds of personalities you play best, or in other words, your type and your brand, the better that you'll fit the role and the more likely a casting director will see that, notice it, call you in for an audition, and ideally like your audition and feel this person is close enough that we should give them a call back, and then just compare them with the other actors who are also very specific. So the thing is, when you're in an area where there's not really that much, we have to be realistic, right? If there's not that many roles, we can't just be like, hey, I'm just going to play these roles that I feel best suited for, because you're just never going to get any work. There's just no roles out there, right? So I would recommend that you kind of reconceptualize what types you can best play rather than, I know that in general, I usually recommend figure out who you are at the deepest level and what kinds of characters you most connect to, and then play those. But in some cases, you ideally should switch that process and figure out what's casting and how can I be more similar to that. Okay, it's the give before you can gain strategy, essentially. Maybe play some roles that you don't absolutely love playing so that eventually you can earn the right, let's say, by getting enough money or building up enough credits in your acting career that you can earn the right to start playing the characters that you love best, right? So what I recommend in this case is that you figure out what roles are being cast for most often in your area, and then see what changes you can make to yourself, even if subtle, to be able to better fit those roles. Now, the things that you can change about yourself are physical appearance, for instance, right? So that would be maybe your hair color or the style of your hair. Or your body type, right? If you want to play, let's say, somebody who is a super fit personal trainer type of character, but you're just never seeing anything for that role, then maybe rather than like wearing clothes that make you look more muscular and showing that in your pictures, instead you wear clothes that kind of hide some of that so that you can get more of the, let's say, like businessy, nerdy type of characters or whatever that are maybe a little bit thinner or not so muscular, right? So that's the third thing. So besides your hair and body type, you can also change your wardrobe, right? So if you want to play, let's say, cops and you love those, but in your area there's never any roles for cops, well, then what could you do with, let's say, your photos and what you're wearing in them to maybe play more of the roles that there are, such as, you know, if there's more of the dad type of roles, what clothing could you wear instead to play those instead of cops? Okay. Now remember, this isn't forever. It's just for you to start getting enough credits so that eventually you can get an agent. Now, one other thing that you can focus on, in addition to physical appearance, is, of course, skill sets. So if you have some particular skills, like being able to dance or juggle or, you know, whatever it is, maybe do certain accents, you may want to expand those skills or better tailor those skills to fit the roles that you're finding in your region. Okay, this way, again, you're giving before you can gain. Okay, you're earning the right to be able to eventually do what you most love, even if right now you have to put in a little bit of extra work and maybe do things that you're not totally in love with in the short run, right? But that's to earn the right to do what you love later on. Now, at bare minimum, if you don't want to do that, or if you're just like, no, I'm just going to submit for whatever roles I find, and I'm not going to change my appearance or try to change the types that I focus on to fit those roles better, fine. Like, whatever you want to do, if you're just going to start submitting, that's okay. But the thing is you should still be clear on the types that you most enjoy playing and get some marketing materials together when you're ready to start looking for representation. So when you're ready to start looking for an agent, that is basically when you need to be clear on those types, even if you're just submitting for whatever all the rest of the time, okay? So hopefully this was helpful. I know it's a little bit weird to try to focus on character types that maybe you're not in love with, or for me to say like, oh, change how you look to better fit this role. I don't say that because I'm somebody who's insensitive and just want you to be whatever to, you know, fit in. It's really just because if you want to book more acting work, in general, for most non-major roles. So like if you're not the main character in something, if you're more of a supporting smaller character who's just in a scene or two, usually they're going to fit people who look like what most people would think. Like, let's say, you know, a cop might be someone in the age of like 30s. They're not going to hire somebody who's like, you know, 70 or something to play a cop, just because the audience might get distracted in that scene and be like, why is this cop so old? And then they're not paying attention to the actual film anymore. Whereas if the cop was the main character in the show or the movie, maybe they would hire someone who's 70 and the story is about that person who, you know, he wants to continue in his career and he's trying to make a living and bring in money for his family, blah, 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 all of that. And so the audience loves the story. They're following it. They're interested. And just because the character doesn't typically fit in the age range of what a usual cop is, it doesn't matter. But again, when it's a small, tiny little scene where it's just like a few lines or whatever, they don't want to cast against type because it can just be confusing and distracting for the audience. So anyway, I hope that this was helpful for you. And, you know, if you are in a region that does not have many castings, obviously the more places that you can look for auditions, the better chance you'll have. So I do have an interesting and helpful guide called How to Find Auditions on the City Headshots website. So go to Google and search City Headshots, How to Find Auditions, and it should show up. If you have a question yourself about any topic related to your acting career or just kind of general acting technique or directing. I did study film directing and acting directing in NYU for a number of years, and I work with a lot of actors on that side as well. So not just the career counseling, but also the coaching. Feel free to email me, and I'm always looking for new questions to do in these podcasts. My email address is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at cityheadshots.com. That is my direct email address. You can reach me there. Send me your question. I will definitely get to it at some point in the future. I don't answer every single question because I do get a lot, but I try to answer as many as I possibly can. So anyway, hopefully this was helpful, and I'll see you next time.